So, is everybody ready?
Yep.
Though I don't think
our mics are on.
What's that?
Though I don't think our mics are on.
They are.
Oh.
Are they? Yeah. Testing one.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Can you hear yourself? Yep. Or hear us? Hear me? Yep.
I don't normally wear my headphones, so.
Well, you just don't want to hear what we're saying, huh?
I can hear you just fine.
I'm Michael King from Starship Valiant, and I play Captain Jackson K. Bishop, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I've been called a criminal, a terrorist, and a threat to the known universe. But everything you've been told is a lie. The truth is, the Gaia Coalition has become Earth's worst enemy. They've taken our freedom, our home, and our future. I am Captain Harlock, and I command the crew of the pirate ship Arcadia. The time has come for all mankind to take a stand.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gets Animated, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the feature film Harlock Space Pirate. This was actually in Japan from Toei Animation, and I'm not going to attempt to try to do the Spanish version, but in the North American market, it did come out in 2013, and the character Captain Harlock was created by the manga artist Leiji Matsumoto back in 1977, and it became popular when it got a TV series in 1978, and it has had other incarnations throughout, and this is the most recent one that has come about from his work. The director of this movie was Shinji Aramaki, and a mysterious space pirate of the future, Captain Harlock is determined to return his death ship and loyal crew to a battered Earth, which has been declared off limits by the intergalactic Gaia Coalition. The rogue captain comes up with an incredible plan to go back in time to rescue Earth, but that includes the destruction of everything as it exists. A young soldier of the Gaia Coalition volunteers to go undercover on the infamous Skull Ship and assassinate Harlock. But he soon discovers things are not as they seem. As dark secrets of the past are uncovered, the fate of the entire universe teeters on a very thin edge. And like I said, this is a little bit older, from 2013, but it has, the CGI is computer animated to where it's
great.
Done like they're supposed to look like humans rather than animation.
Yep.
And think of one of the Final Fantasies was this way. I can't remember the title of that movie, though.
All right. Is it Spirits Within or Advent?
Spirits Within. Thank you. Spirits Within was done in this style. Is, you know, there, and I think Avatar, in the animation of Avatar, it was done to look like actual people rather than an act, you know, even though it was animated. So certain parts of Avatar were done this way as well. So it's a really complex computer program and really expensive. There's not a whole lot of TV series done this way because it's just too expensive. There are some feature films like this one done this way, though, and they are still very expensive to do this as a feature film. This is one with all the space battles and stuff like this. I loved it. It harkens back to my days when I was watching what we called Star Blazers, which in Japan was Space Battleship Yamamoto. I do know that one because it's fresh in my head. But this one was Captain Harlock. it kind of looks like an offshoot of that storyline, because it did have similar animation back then with the old series to the Star Blazer series. But this one's completely updated. The story's changed as well, you know, so it's not what was created in the manga.
Some of the dark secrets revealed seem oddly effective, as in you're already planning on going back in time or stuff. Why are you worried about this factor now?
I think one of the dark secrets is the planet Earth itself, though.
True.
That's probably the biggest thing that they're talking about.
But it might have been just the American translation, but a fair amount of the, wait, what going on during those scenes was about, you're going to destroy the universe, which we were explicitly told in an earlier scene by that person who was going like that. We're going to break the world clock or reverse clock or whichever.
Yeah, the
universal chrono.
Universal clock, something like that, yeah.
I can't remember
the basically, they're one. The main gist of the story is back in the far past, about 100 years ago, roughly, approximately, Earth was so overpopulated, they went out and started colonizing different planets. And they still had Earth was colonized, but and then stuff started happening and people started dying out in space. So they all came back to Earth saying, oh, we need a safer place, which is Earth, because that's where they came from. And the Homecoming War happened, which was everybody was battling for Earth. And the Gaia Communion is the new government, or Gaia Coalition is something.
I think it might have been used both ways.
Yeah, it was used kind of both ways. And they're the new government. They were formed to stop the war. And they cleared the Earth an eternal sanctuary, and no passage was allowed.
Except for they couldn't keep to that rule of where they're elites, apparently.
True. So the gist of it is where, like Logan said, the elites could not keep to their own rule. They wanted to go down there, and they created four death ships. Harlock was the captain of one of the death ships, and that ran on dark matter. And when he saw that they were going down to the planet Earth, but they weren't allowing anybody else, he basically got pissed and pretty much destroyed the fleet.
They eventually cornered him, but that just meant suicide time. Suicide bomb.
And he basically died.
Yep.
The ship was destroyed, and it's now 100 years later, and the ship, they're basically a ghost ship.
Yep.
He is part of the ship, as well as
his mechanic friend and
let me see if I can find her name real fast.
Alien gal, which...
Yeah. The name of the alien race was Nephel, and they gave the technology to the Earthlings, basically, or humans, and they were kind of elfish looking.
Yeah.
Tall, skinny, with the elf pointed ears, and Mimei was her name.
Mimei, yeah. Maybe a greener version of the gal from Wolf's Rain, except for not quite as more straight hair and stuff.
Yeah, true.
Of course, it's been a while since I saw Wolf's Rain.
Yeah, Wolf's Rain's been a while. That's been a while back. Yeah, that's an old callback. But Harlock's ship is the Arcadia. And what's interesting with this ship is that it's based around, as the title suggests, a pirate theme. And the ship can heal itself because it is a ghost ship.
Yeah, and dark matter.
And has the dark matter. He cannot be killed.
Yep.
And but the front of the ship has a skull on it. The back of the ship looks like a clipper ship where the captain's quarters is. So that looks like, I don't know what they call the back of ships. The bow? Is that what it is? I don't know.
I think that might be the front.
You guys can laugh at me if I'm getting it wrong.
I think that might be the front.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe aft? Or that might be the left or right side. I can't remember.
What
we are not very solid on ship terms.
The back of the ship?
Yeah.
When in doubt, Google.
Jonathan's going to Google for us. You guys can keep laughing at us because we don't know our naval terms. Sorry, I was Army. I was in Navy. I apologize. So, but this one is very space operatic in its feel as well. The captain's chambers and where he eats is very big and grandiose. On the bridge, he has basically a throne that he sits in.
Yes.
So that was kind of cool. And they actually have the wheel, like an old-timey classic clipper ship.
I don't know if this has to do with, you know, like spaceships or whatnot.
Just ships.
But naval like ships. The first part of a ship is, the front part is called the bow.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the back?
The back part is called the stern.
Stern. Ooh.
Which part's the aft? Wrong. Which one's the aft? Is that the left or the right?
Let me see. You guys keep talking about it and so I will look it up.
We were both wrong, Logan. It's
but
the
I did
stern.
Get bow right.
Yeah, you got bow. That's one of them. So yeah, we don't know our naval terms, everybody. You can laugh at us even more now. But as it says, there's a young gentleman that gets recruited in a way. His name is Logan.
Yay!
Okay.
Logan's namesake. Oh, we got the next information. Here we go.
Aft, and generally anything astern of the C-axis midline of a vessel.
So, yeah, the back. Because stern was the back, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's all right.
Okay, back to
everybody can write to us and tell us how dumb we are. There you go.
Just don't do it too often.
Yeah.
Why not?
True. Why not? Go for it. But they have the... Logan gets on, and this is at the very beginning of the show, and the way they get the recruits is they climb this huge cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how many fell during that to begin with?
Yeah, he almost died, Logan.
Yeah,
dude.
He was hanging on by his fingertips at one point, and then he used his brute strength to pull himself back up. Yeah. But about four made it to the ship.
I think it might have been five, because there was Fortune, Glory...
One scared to death.
Yeah.
Just and fell.
Wasn't there?
Him, Freedom.
Yeah.
So I think it was just the four.
Yeah.
So there was four, and as Logan was kind of ticking off, you can do it a little bit louder now. The Captain Harlock's, one of his mates, I don't know if it was the first mate, second mate, she was in a hard suit, so you couldn't really tell it was a she at first.
Kay, is her name? Right?
Kay, yeah. Kay. And she asked,
why do we sail?
There you go. And the first one said,
for glory, which given you're trying to be a pirate,
not so much. So and they were basically kind of like on platforms that looked like planks.
Yep.
And the plank just basically dropped away and they fell to their death.
So pretty much right off the bat, three people die.
Yeah. The second one was money.
Yeah, for riches.
And the third one was just so scared that he fell.
And then they went ahead and opened the trap door anyways. They didn't need to. They just went ahead and did it.
And then Logan, he actually got it. The trap door sprung on him, but he yelled out freedom at the end, and Harlock saved him and pulled him back up.
I thought it was a lady.
Was it the lady?
Yeah, okay. It was a lady.
My bad.
But Harlock actually ordered it because he kind of looked at her, and she just went diving and grabbed him.
And they wear harsh suits that kind of look like steampunkish type space suits. They're big and bulky. And then the other mate that is either first or second with K is Yulian. Excuse me, Yulian. You're right, Logan.
Yep.
And he was the comedy relief. Yeah. K was the straight and narrow, do everything pretty much by the book way.
By the captain's
or Harlock's way. Or Yulian was kind of the joker and goofed off. And he had some great lines in the movie. He definitely had some good ones. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but oh man, they were funny. If it wasn't for him, this would really be a dark movie.
Yep.
Oh, Genesis Clock. That's what it was called. Clock. And basically what they're doing, there's 100 points that they have to take these massive nuclear-type bombs to that are planet-shatterers, and they have to place them in all these points, and they've down to their last two, and they place the 99th one, and the 100th one has to go to Earth.
Yep.
And once they detonate all those,
time
Genesis clock resets, so everything in this universe basically stops to exist. But in a sense, it comes back together.
Yeah, he's going for the Phoenix Rebirth type.
Basically, yeah, that's true. The scenes, like I said, you know, the computer animation tries to make the characters and ships and everything look real. And there is one scene, I don't know if there's too much cussing. I'm sure there is, but I don't remember a whole lot. But probably the only scene that I really saw that might be, ooh, wow, okay, was Kay was in a zero-G shower, basically. But they didn't really show anything, but they showed everything else but the nitty-gritty stuff.
Yeah.
To put it
the fetal position to cover everything you need.
Pretty much. There you go. So there is no nudity in this movie, but they don't leave too much to
imagine.
I think that, wait, doesn't one of the first Resident Evil have that as basically the first scene, or maybe the second Resident Evil?
Pretty much in the movie. Yeah, almost.
So basically they, that level of nudity.
Well, so Resident Evil did take it
a bit further.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to go back and see it again. But yeah, they did.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Even though we just rewatched the whole thing to finish it off, it's been a while.
In later movies, they kind of cleaned it up a little bit more, made it a little bit more less risque. But in the very first one, and I think even the second one, yeah, you got to see everything that God gave her. Or whoever you want to say gave it to her. Doesn't matter who. Could be Buddha, whoever. But it's like, yes, indeedy. Who was that? Mila Kolovich? No, Mila something. Jolovich? I don't know.
I have no clue.
But yeah. But back Alice. Alice. But the Gaia Coalition is out to stop Captain Harlock on his crew of the Arcadia. So they send out ships to stop him. He's a wanted criminal for these past 100 years, but he survives.
One of his favorite tactics, just ramming into the enemy ships, sometimes ramming through them.
True, and that goes back to the pirate theme, because pirates, maybe not necessarily rammed, but they would get right up next to other ships, and they would basically latch on.
Oh, they did that too.
Yeah, they did that. They rammed it, and then they attached themselves, and then they used their hard armor to go to the other ship and raid the vaults and food supplies, whatever they needed from whatever ship it was. Usually it was, a Gaia Coalition ship, more times than not, probably.
Yeah.
So
one time we saw them actually do that? Yeah. Yeah, it was.
True. And Jonathan's being quiet over here.
I'm just listening.
But the warp drive, basically, or hyperdrive in this movie is called InSkip.
Yep.
Which is different. And they
it skipped the in-between spaces.
Yeah, and it's basically, and it's kind of cool how they did it. They don't show the inside of the ships or anything. They show the outside, and basically the ships just kind of little by little disappear. And then wherever their point of exiting the InSkip is, they start reformatting little by little from front to back or back to front, whatever it was. So it was kind of cool how it worked. It was kind of a different way of seeing it. So I appreciated that. There are a couple other characters that are important in this. Nama is Ezra's wife. Nami? I thought it was Nami.
They literally used the names from One Piece and Fairy Tale. Ezra and Nami.
Okay.
Though Ezra was a boy in this one.
Oh, well. Their names. Anybody can use names.
Yeah.
But Ezra is Logan's brother, and Ezra is the one that put Logan onto the Arcadia.
Yep.
And Nami? I thought it was Nami.
I think One Piece. It was Nami.
She was the wife of Ezra, but she, you know, she had other interests in Logan. So there's that dynamic. And I don't know how many, I mean, it's 2013. Do we just want to spoil all over the place? Or just give a little bit for the others?
Well, I generally like discussing more freely, but yeah.
Okay. Basically, so if we're going to go forward, there's a little bit of spoiler. So if you want to watch the movie, go watch it if you want before you come back and listen to this part. But to moving forward after you've watched the movie, or if you're not too concerned, spoilers ahead. And basically, Logan becomes Ezra's legs because for some idiotic reason,
he went in.
Logan is kind of like being a botanist type dude on the space station of Mars. And something is dying or something, and he gets pissed.
Goes to this wheel covered in do not touch signs and cranks it. And then the lights just go.
And a massive explosion.
Yeah. So, not sure what he was trying to do there.
I don't know either, but he survives. He does get hurt, but he survives. Ezra is crippled.
And Nami died. Well, coma.
Coma, yeah. So all that is there.
And then she becomes an AI type thing, except for coma, so she's...
True. But they're basically wanting to, you know, so there is that dynamic going on, and that's why Logan is doing what he's doing. And Logan is, he changes sides so much. He starts out with Coalition, then he goes to Harlock's side, then he goes back to the Coalition.
sending back the Harlock, then Coalition, then... Okay, I'm going to make my own site, because, hey, there's life on Earth.
True. Yep, there's life on Earth, basically, where... Spoilers, like I said, spoilers ahead. During the destruction of the fleet, Harlock also destroys the Earth.
That's why suicide bomb event.
Right, and that's why he's wanting to reset everything, so the Earth can go back to being green again and livable. But towards the end, Logan does go down there, finds life, comes back up, says, no, we don't need to go and destroy everything.
It's already happening.
It's redoing it. We just need about another 100 or more years. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there were fields of flowers, too. So it was further along than what his first glimpse looked like.
True, but able to sustain life with water and food and all that, it's probably at least 100 years away or better. Yeah.
You might be able to sustain maybe a town.
Yeah. And then they have the Coalition troops, or to me, when they first came on the scene, they're all in white space armor. So what do you immediately think?
Stormtroopers.
Yeah, stormtroopers. I just can't be helped.
I think they were, for me, a bit too light in armor to do that, because they were the light armors compared to Harlocks.
Right, but it was still armor, and how it formed to their body, it looked like stormtrooper armor, pretty much, because theirs is light armor, too, so they can move around in it.
Oh, and one mention, because the first time we watched this, by the time we were seeing Logan and Harlock in the same room, I at least was thinking, this guy's a time traveler.
Yep, and I thought the same thing. Because, because they look pretty much alike. By the end of the movie, they even look more alike.
So Logan is basically Harlock's slightly more optimistic reincarnation.
I guess. I don't know.
Before he ever died, because he can't really die. Maybe because he kind of died in the one thing. Because it is a ghost ship. There's the zombie, there's the ghost, there's the ghost in the machine.
True. And at the end of the movie, I think almost everybody gets to be a ghost.
Immortal, at least.
If not even a ghost, but probably immortal for sure.
Harlock-style zombie.
Harlock is immortal, yeah. Harlock-style, there you go. Harlock-style zombie, here you go. But the Coalition, they have these big weapons that they use. One was on a ship. It didn't work too good. Harlock just blew right through that. Well, another one was a solar beam. It was on the planet Jupiter's
rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they weren't actually focusing on Harlock though last time. Yeah.
They were focusing on Logan's transmission from his spyware that was in his eye.
Uh-huh.
And they got pushed out of Earth's orbit.
Yeah.
That's why they missed. But the first time they missed, and the leader of the Coalition, why did we miss? And they're like, well, it is 100 years old.
Yeah.
Might need a little collating or whatever you call it.
We should be glad it works at all.
Zeroing in a little bit. Yeah, should be glad it works at all.
But one of their targets... Should I say, or...
Go for it. We're spoiling anyway, so go for it.
Yeah, they were actually planning on destroying the Earth.
Yep.
Because Harlock ruined their hologram masquerade.
Yep, it's one of those, if I can't have it, you can't have it type of deals.
And if it's not there, you can't say it wasn't there earlier, even if it was there.
True.
Yeah.
This one's right in my wheelhouse. I love space opera. I love space battles. Mm-hmm. You know, Star Wars is a space opera. The space battles... And I love the Captain Harlock character. For the most part, he was, you know, take no prisoners, no guff. He was most of the time a man of action. He was a strong lead hero-esque character. I'm not going to say he was a hero, but hero-esque, I guess you could say. Or the, what do we call it? Anti-hero?
Yeah.
Is what they call it in
comic books?
Anti-hero.
Anti-hero. Antagonist is your villain or the person against you.
Yeah.
The anti-hero is what they call them in comics because they do bad things, but for good reasons.
Or good things for bad reasons. Yeah. I think those are both different types of...
He's like the Punisher. He kills people, but he's killing criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anti-hero.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a comic gag kill.
Yep, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
That is true. What did you think of it, Logan?
I thought it was good. Yeah. I
enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Cool. Fast enough pace for you?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I thought, and I appreciated the Yulian character, because I said, I think if not for him, it could have been a lot darker.
Yeah. And Ezra was very rage-driven, though he was at least not completely screwed in the head. He doesn't want Earth to be destroyed, but yeah, he is a bit... he's much more fitting the... Well, he might be the anti-villain.
Well, he's pissed off because basically his wife was in love with Logan.
Yeah.
And then his wife is in a coma, so he's even more pissed off.
Yep. So. And then his wife helps Logan, so bye-bye wife. He
gets even more pissed off.
Yeah.
So it's pissed off on, let's piss more on the fire and piss more on the fire. It doesn't go out. What do you think, Jonathan? You've been quiet this whole time.
Yeah.
I figured you'd be talking with us.
I'm really, really good at listening. So.
Yeah, we found out.
It was, for me, like, I do enjoy Star Wars. I enjoy Star Trek occasionally. I enjoy star-based movies, star-based things. It was a slow start for me. So slow to the fact where I actually just...
Really?
And then I woke up and I'm like, oh, now it's getting interesting.
But he falls asleep in almost every movie we watch.
Well, not almost all.
So all, yes.
Not even that.
Every movie ever?
No.
I'm not sure how it can get worse.
How can it get worse? I mean, you guys are digging my own hole for me over here.
You should be glad you don't have to dig it on your own.
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad I have help digging this hole.
There you go.
But I enjoyed it. I mean, I liked the ending. I actually read through the whole synopsis. And
did you do the subbed or dubbed? Did you listen to the English version or the Japanese
version? The English version. Okay, but
so did we.
Yeah. Like, the synopsis was the whole Japanese version, but it was written in English.
Right.
But it was pretty much the same thing as the movie. There was hardly any difference. Yeah,
that's true.
So, except with the synopsis, it actually went into a little bit more of a history.
Right.
So,
true.
When you guys were sitting there talking about it, I was like, oh, I know how that happened, but I can't say anything because you guys didn't read the synopsis. So,
and you think we care about spoilers at the moment? Go for it.
Yeah, you can do spoilers. We don't care.
See, the thing is he actually helped somebody in the beginning. He wasn't really the bad guy in the beginning. He was helping a scientist, dude.
Yeah, it was his friend.
That was the mechanic friend. Yeah.
And
no, that wasn't...
This was a scientist.
An actual mechanic, but
yeah, he
whatever.
Was just a scientist.
Yeah, he was a scientist. And...
I can't remember his name.
Because he helped him. Oh. He gave Harlock those four ships.
Four ships came from the aliens, actually.
Yeah, the Coalition and the...
Well, because both of them helped him. They actually
it
gave
was the
Harlock
scientists,
the ships.
It was the scientists... project that gathered the aliens' interest, I'm pretty sure.
And
so
it
that
goes, and it goes into a little bit of that even later on into the movie. They actually show the scientist to a degree and the soil that he's working with.
Right.
Yeah.
And then something happens to where Harlock actually, I think his scientist friend dies or something. I don't remember
he's killed
exactly.
In the battle,
he's killed.
Yeah. And so when he gets killed, Harlock kind of goes to the dark side. And like, so...
Release the dark matter.
Right.
Yep. Releasing the dark matter. And that's how he became basically immortal as well, is because the dark matter.
Also, his friend's ghost basically bonded to the machine or turned into a weird bird. I'm not sure which. But he could turn the ship. He could turn the ship on his own.
I can see that interpretation,
Because
are you talking about that weird bird that was always with Harlock?
Because according to what they say and what happens to the ship, it seems like the friend is in the ship itself, but sometimes that bird makes you think.
Yeah, that bird was creepy as all get out.
It was almost like a vulture, but it had this real long, thin neck.
Yeah, they nick, and then the beak was like super long, and I was just like, can things get any more creepier than what they already are?
Easily.
So it was a slow burn for you, but once it got to the more exciting part, got into it. But,
yeah.
Okay. That's fair. But and most movies are kind of like that because this was a retelling, so they had to do some background stuff.
Right. And like,
so there's plenty of different versions because the trivia of one thing. Apparently, one version of this Captain Harlock has been in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Still within the same bounds of universe as the rest of the
True.
Harlock.
But, yeah, just a different story. Yeah. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Here's the thing is like with these kinds of movies, I think that it's good to have both a synopsis in the movie. That way, when you actually start watching the movie, you can start with the interesting parts and just leave like the backstory behind in the synopsis. That way, you know, like, well, that's just my opinion. That's
what you like. I can see that.
I like that watching the movie and then afterwards going to TV Tropes and then just seeing what all the random stuff is about.
Well,
which kind of similar to what you're talking about, not quite though.
Well, I like that a little bit linear, so I don't mind. You know, Star Wars had the crawl,
right?
That gave you the information.
Yeah, that gives you the information.
So this kind of reflects Star Wars in that sense too.
Yeah,
so I was used to it.
I don't really mind the crawl on the Star Wars because it's like it explains it, and then it goes right into the movie, and you're like, oh, okay, now we know what's going on, and it doesn't go into the backstory, you know, like because that's what the crawl is for, is that's the backstory. So like
later on in the movie
they kind of explain it a little bit more, but it's not like oh, let's start off the movie like this, because then if they do it that way, then it's just kind of like
Well, see, that, like I said, that didn't bother me because the beginning of the movie was them recruiting. And since I knew the character in the past, you know, I knew what to expect.
Right.
I don't know about Logan.
I didn't know the character in the past, but I liked it just fine, too.
So it worked all right with you, but it could be like slow for others because
5 minutes in, there's somebody rock climbing.
Or falling from a plank.
Yes.
But for other people that want a little bit faster start, I can see that point because, it's a start. The beginning monologue is a little slow. And then you get into the climbing part, and then you're getting into the dropping them down. Mm-hmm. And then I think the big scene right after that is when they find the ship and they latch to it. And then there's the battle, or ship-to-ship battle.
Yeah.
So I can see where you're coming from, Jonathan, where you're saying that, it took a little bit of time to get the action going. But there was smaller bits, I guess, that kept me interested enough to keep going. So, but I can see your point, too, though. But it did take a little while to get to the big action scenes.
True. So there was a slight mention of the homecoming war in the very first minute, basically. So.
Oh, yeah. They mentioned that in the very first bit. That is true. Well, I think that's going to about do it for us this time. Mm-hmm. We're going to jump into some tweets here.
Sweet. Tweets.
And if you're interested in getting in touch with us, you can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, look up Comic Pop Library, or you can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com and we'll read it back on one of the recordings. One of the first ones I have here isn't necessarily a tweet, it's just something that Sam Nicolosi did for us. We looked at one of his songs and he went back and mentioned us that we looked at it. So when he got a write up in Cheap Book Magazine, he mentioned Comic Pop Library and that we were one of the reviewers for his song, and he appreciated that. And so that was kind of cool to see that on a different website with our name mentioned there. So thank you, Sam, for putting that all together and doing all that for us. Back to Twitter. Salt Pedal. They had basically a disco beat song that we listened to, and they just said, thank you for the awesome review. Get that disco feeling. And this is one that, definitely had a disco beat to it. So if you like this disco sound from the 70s, you can go back on our website, look up Salt Pedal, and you can enjoy their single there. We had Reed Lee. He let us listen to his Arrowheads single, and this was a country single, and we enjoyed it as well, and he just wanted to send us thanks our way. And then the last one we have is from Charlotte Bass. That's B-A-S-H, Bash. And she just wants to say thank you for sharing her music video for Leave, which is the single we looked at for the her. And glad you had fun watching it. It was a blast making it. So if you want to go back into our feed, you can look up Charlotte Bash. Again, that's B-A-S-H. Or look up the single Leave, and that would go back in the feed, and you can find that music video as well and check it out. But we appreciate all those people getting back in touch with us and giving their thanks. We just want to say thank you to them as well for doing that. Also want to thank FM Player and Listen Notes. They are some of the podcast catchers that have gotten Comic Pop Library attached to their services now, so we appreciate them doing that for us as well. To get back into Harlock Space Pirate, finishing thoughts, I'm one of these that age level probably 15 and up, just because of the shower scene.
Yeah, and that's the only reason.
Yeah, it's almost the only reason. There is some violence.
Yeah.
So that's legit. So 15 and up, I think, would be fine. Some of the other middle schoolers younger could handle it, but that will depend on parents on if they want to do that or not. Mm-hmm. For libraries, if you have an anime collection, definitely you can slip this in. It'll fit.
Definitely.
If you're a smaller library, you know, if you have that collection, fit it into your collection. It's a feature film, so it's only one disc to purchase, not a whole season. So it's just one time buy. Any other libraries, yeah, great. If it's your personal collection, for me, because I like space opera and space battles and stuff, I'm like, yeah, go out and buy that thing. What about you guys?
I would, yeah.
Okay. And Jonathan's like, right? Pretty much, maybe.
No.
Yeah. So... just depends on what you like. If you like the space opera, space battles might be something to check out and see if you want to put it into your personal collections. Okay, and again, we have been looking at Harlock Space Pirate. This is created by Leiji Matsumoto. It's from 2013, so if you like it, go find it. We're going to be leaving out with one of their ending songs that was on the movie, and it is entitled... What is it entitled, Logan? Be the Light?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, Be the Light, and it's performed by One Ok Rock.
One Ok Rock.
Yeah, One Ok Rock. Rock. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
There's no A in
there. Yeah.
It's just One Ok Rock.
True. So again, we're leaving out on Be the Light by One Ok Rock. So we hope you've had fun listening to us. We've had fun here visiting about Harlock Space Pirate. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Just the thought of another day. How do we end up this way? What did we do wrong, God? Even though the days go on so far, so far away from it, seems so close. Always weighing on my shoulder, a time like no other. It all changed on the day, sadness and so much pain. You can touch the sorrow here. I don't know what to blame. I just watch and watch your game. So far away from it, seems so close. Even though the days go on, so far, so far away from it, seems so close. What did it leave behind? What did it take from us and wash away? Back again, how to
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.